Welcome back, the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS. Very happy to be joined by a distinguished Michigan State University alum, a guy who came to campus as a walk-on, wound up catching 70 balls last year, and had a pretty big catch a couple years ago in Ann Arbor for the opening touchdown and that big win over the Wolverines. Now with the Indianapolis Colts and catching touchdown passes from Peyton Manning, and that is Blair White. Hello, Blair. How are you?
Hey, Jackie, guys. How you doing?
First of all, congratulations. We have not had a chance to talk with you since you had that touchdown catch at Denver, and now you seem to be an important part of the Colts offense. Can you talk about how that all that evolved?
Yeah, well, you know, we had a couple receivers, Pierre Garçon and Anthony Gonzalez, go down with injuries. So, you know, we needed someone to step in, and I was in the practice squad, and they activated me. And if you're unfamiliar, it's quite well known here that they go by the philosophy next man up.
Right.
So, you know, that was my mindset going in preparing, and they brought me up, and I was just going out there trying to do the best I could.
Well, one thing about Peyton Manning is he goes with guys who can produce. We saw that with Pierre Garçon. We saw it with Austin Colley, and now we're seeing it with you. Can you talk about the play where you caught the touchdown pass against Denver and what you said to Peyton Manning?
Yeah, you know, he stresses the importance of, you know, him and the coaches of communicating what we're seeing and, you know, how a DB's playing and all that type of stuff. So we had run a few slants, and you know, the corner Parrish Cox had been jumping him pretty good, taking him away. So I just kind of – I let him know, and he came back with, a slant, sluggo, slant pump play. So it worked out. But by no means did I call my own play, as I've been hearing around. So
you didn't tell him that he had to throw the ball to you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's for him to make that decision, you know. Anytime, you know, it doesn't matter who's around him. He's going to make you look good. That's one thing you learn, is you just got to always stay alive. You might be covered, but you'd be surprised the places you can put that ball.
Well, the Players Association is trying to get the number of OTAs and off-season workouts cut down, and Peyton Manning is one guy who's been resisting that. He says he wants to be able to work as much as possible, and he mentioned you as a guy he threw to a ton in the offseason. How many passes would you estimate you caught from Peyton Manning before you ever caught one in a game?
Oh, well, you know, I think that's where you make your money, is in practice. And there was several times in the offseason where, just the whole team worked out together and, you know, you developed that chemistry. But I think, you know, I kind of agree with him in that you take some of that OTA stuff away, and you know, it's just tougher to develop that rhythm and that chemistry with the guys you're going to be throwing to and playing with during the season.
Well, we knew that work ethic would never be a problem for you at any level, and if the door was open just a crack, you would knock it open the rest of the way, as you did at Michigan State. Thinking back, this is Michigan State, Michigan week, 2 years removed from your catch to 61-yarder in Ann Arbor. What do you remember about that play?
I remember it like it was yesterday. That was such a fun game, but of course Brian Hoyer was at the helm, so I still remember the name of the play. It's called Aspen. It's a little slant, double slant play, and caught him, broke a tackle, and that was my first ever touchdown, so that was a memorable one. But I'm real excited for the game this weekend. I'm sure you guys are. luckily, I'm going to be able to catch, I think, all of it. We have a little window there tomorrow where I'll have some family down coming to my game, or, you know, the Colts game, and we'll be able to catch the game. But I'm pumped for it.
Have you had a chance to exchange any banter with Mike Hart about this game?
I have. We go back and forth. Of course, he talks about Denard Robinson and that whole deal, but he does a good job being realistic with it all. So safe to say we got a little bit of pride and maybe a little more than that on the line this week, so it'll be fun.
Well, you can remind him, if Michigan State wins, that Michigan hasn't beaten Michigan State since he flapped his gums after the last win. So.
I told him, I said, this morning, I said, you know, Mike, I watched that video again, little brother. I mean, come on, you're taking it too far. And he just started laughing. You know, he's a really good guy. I've become friends with him, and he's a good guy.
How much banter is there between guys back and forth, Ohio State, Notre Dame, whatever the team may be, when your college teams are playing on Saturday?
Well, I think more than you'd expect. It's you know, when it's Saturday and we're at team meetings and we got some downtime, we're watching the games and guys get into it. That's for sure. And you'll see, you know, I wore my Michigan State stuff today. Anthony Gonzalez is wearing his Ohio State stuff, and it just makes for a lot of fun if you're doing it the right way.
Blair, when you saw the pass to beat Notre Dame on the fake field goal, and you saw Aaron Bates stand up and hit Charlie Gant, and then you heard afterward about Mark D'Antonio, what went through your mind that Saturday night and Sunday morning?
Oh, you know, obviously the first concern is the health of you know, Coach D. He's a tremendous man. He's always stood for the right things, and it's tough to see someone go down like that. I mean, because you know, he works hard and he puts in hours for his job. But you know, you just pray that he's all right, and luckily he was.
Blair, I was just over at the stadium. I was talking to some people from the Alumni Association, and they're incredibly proud of you, and would be if you had never played a down in the NFL. But can you talk about your Michigan State experience coming in here as a walk-on and how that's prepared you for the NFL and everything else you're going to encounter?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's definitely helped me, you know, being an undrafted free agent. You know, you go into the draft and offseason thinking, you know, you're going second, third round, you know, it's going to be great, you're going to make all this money, but you got to be realistic with yourself and I think that's where, you know, once it happened, you kind of realize it, and that's where being a walk-on at Michigan State really helped me. It's a similar process. You just got to, you know, there's things in life where tough things are going to happen. You're not going to catch breaks here and there, but you just got to keep your head down and keep going. And like the great George Perlis once said, work hard, keep your mouth shut, and good things will happen.
What about the difference in speed from the college game to what you encountered at the NFL? And how long did it take you to realize how good these guys really were?
Well, you know, the players are a lot more faster, a lot more talented, and that's one reason why you got to be on your stuff. So, you know, if you're not sure what you're doing, that's going to slow you down. You just got to be ready to go, spinning on all cylinders. And that's one thing that is different is the speed of the game. So if you're not confident, if you don't know what you're doing, it's going to make it tough.
We're talking with the former Michigan State standout and Indianapolis Colt receiver Blair White on the Jack and Tom Show. Blair, as you look at the challenges that you face down the road here, what's the biggest step? What are the coaches telling you have to do to get even more playing time?
Well, I just have to, you know, keep progressing as a player. You know, Peyton said yesterday, you know, when we brought it up at the end of practice, you either get better or get worse every day. And I'm just trying to focus on getting better. And, you know, every day you never know what could happen. You know, maybe they trade a guy, maybe they release a guy, maybe someone gets hurt for however long. But I'm just trying to put myself in the best situation and help this team out. It's always a lot better when you're part of a winning organization and winning tradition. And it's just you know, makes life a lot easier.
You know, if you have a 10-year NFL career, dental school will wait.
We'll see about that, but I think my ultimate goal is still dental school. So that would be nice. I got to learn from Reggie and a few other guys who've been around for a while, paying how to stay healthy that long. So we'll see.
We want to thank you for joining us. It's always great to talk with you, and go Colts.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jack. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me.
That's Blair White, former Michigan State standout, wide receiver, and now with the Indianapolis Colts having a great rookie year. We'll be right back with more. The Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.